Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What is up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and thank you for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And this is episode 290, but it's also March 2015. Already crazy. I hope you are making progress on your Q1 goals, your quarter one goals for this year. If not, now's the time to get into action mode to get those things happening for you. And so I'm chugging along. Hopefully you are too. And here we go. This is another great episode. We have another awesome question today from Sarah. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is lynda.com, LYNDA.com. This is the best site for taking high quality courses. This isn't a compilation of other courses. This is their own studio filmed courses. There are over 3,000 courses on there on topics like web development, photography, visual design, business, and everything from leadership to management skills and down to the latest version of the piece of software that you use to help you with your business. So seriously, one of the best sites you can get hooked up with. And if you really want to see how great this is, you can start your 10-day free trial, all access to every single course on lynda.com on any device, including mobile, tablets, all that stuff. Go ahead and go to lynda.com. That's lynda.com/askpat, and you can check it out. Again, 10 days free trial. I swear, once you check it out, you're not going to regret it. lynda.com/askpat. Awesome. Now let's get to today's question from Sarah.
Hi, Pat. This is Sarah. I have a website, inventingclarified.com, which helps inventors. And I'm trying to sell an ebook about patent searching. I used eJunkie, as you recommended on your site, and it works fine. And I'm paying $5 a month for that. While building a website on WordPress, I noticed that I could download a free plugin called Easy PayPal, which seems to do the same thing as eJunkie. You can upload an electronic product, whatever it is, an ebook, something like that, and you can set a price, and people can use it to buy your ebook. And it's free. At least the basic version is free. So I'm wondering, with your experience, why did you choose to recommend a paid service like eJunkie? And why shouldn't I quit with eJunkie and do something free? It would be really helpful if you could let me know. And thanks for your podcast. All the best. Bye.
Sarah, thank you so much for this question. I really appreciate it. And I think it's really smart that no matter where we're at in business, it's always good to see where we can potentially cut costs, even little ones, because those little ones definitely add up over time. Now, you mentioned eJunkie.com and also my book, eBooks, The Smart Way. I want to make sure people understand what those are. So eBooksTheSmartWay.com is where you can get my free guide on how to create, publish, market, and automate a killer ebook. Again, that's eBooksTheSmartWay.com. And in that book, the payment processor I recommend, because it is so cheap, is eJunkie at e-junkie.com, and they allow you to directly upload your own product, be it a PDF file, zip file, piece of software, an MP3 file, audio file, whatever, and then collect a button or a script for a button that you put on your site. And when people click on that button, they go through the payment process, and then they get that thing that you uploaded to eJunkie automatically delivered to them after purchase. And that's the payment processor and shopping cart that I used to sell my first book at greenexamacademy.com. That book was actually a study guide. And then I later used it for audio files as well, for an audio version of that study guide. Now, there's a couple differences there. One thing that I like about eJunkie is that it gives you the opportunity to create a really easy affiliate program, which I don't believe Easy PayPal does. So if you want anybody to sell your products for you and then split the cost or give them a commission for sending leads over and customers over, eJunkie will do that for you quite easily if that person has PayPal. And you can do it just through all of your products or just single products that you want to promote with affiliates and things like that. So that's one of the benefits of using eJunkie. But again, $5 a month is the lowest price out there for a shopping cart like this. Easy PayPal came out in 2012, a number of years after the book that I published, eBooks the Smart Way, was published. So there wasn't any sort of free option. So it's really cool to hear that you mentioned and heard good things about Easy PayPal. So that's like the letters E-Z and then PayPal. And you can find that in the WordPress plugin repository. And it seems like, I mean, one of the first things that I always look for when I see plugins that are free is when was the last update? And the last update, as far as from the date of this recording, was 1 week ago. So that's good. That means that this is being updated over time, and it seems to. You can look at the history of updates in the navigation menu on the WordPress.org page for that plugin by clicking on Change Log. And there I can see that this plugin's been updated quite often, even in the past couple of months, which is good. There are also a number of good reviews for this plugin as well. It has 4.2 out of 5 stars, which is great. So those are all good signs that this is something that can actually work for you if you don't need an affiliate program and you just need something to deliver digital goods. But I will say that you do run some risk when you are using a plugin or any tool, a theme even, for WordPress that is free. And the reason it's risky is because that developer, the person who created that product, because it's free, there's a potential that they might not be monetizing in some way and could potentially fall out. And then you would have a plugin that would work for a while, but if they were, you know, to quit updating that plugin, there wouldn't be any more updates and your plugin might be at a date in the future. The one thing about these paid plugins like eJunkie, and that's not necessarily a plugin, it's just a script that you use, but it's a service, a digital goods delivery service. They are getting paid. They have a long history of paying customers and recurring paying customers. And it's a good sign that there's a less chance of that company sort of falling under. Now, of course, that can happen with any company. We all know MySpace.com was a site that a lot of us used back in the day. I used it in college, and nobody would have ever thought that that would have gone away. And then it went away. But it's interesting. It's coming back now. But the same thing for Facebook and Twitter. Who knows how long they're going to be around, but they're potentially going to do that because they're free. And yes, they're monetizing in different ways, but I mean, this is a plugin we're talking about here, and there is a premium version as well. And so there is, I mean, you run that risk, and it's just something to pay attention to. And that's why I like, you know, at least for themes especially, it makes more sense to get a premium theme if you want to upgrade your design on your website, because you're going to get support, and that's the big thing. eJunkie has amazing support. They have a great community, and they answer their questions rather quickly. The same thing goes with the latest e-commerce solution that I've just fallen in love with, and that is Gumroad, GUMROAD.com. They do essentially the same thing as eJunkie, except they seem to be more ahead in terms of the times and what's going on and what's trending and what is working in business and conversions and marketing and internet business and that sort of thing. I'm, again, talking about Gumroad.com. I know a lot of the people who work there, they've definitely just been amazing to chat with. They've responded directly to some of my inquiries and requests for features, and they seem to be adding new features every single week to help people in e-commerce and digital delivery. Any Junkie hasn't really updated itself in the last few years. It looks exactly the same. It has the same exact features, and I haven't gotten any emails from them in terms of progress or future thinking. So that's something to worry about as well. But Gumroad seems to be at the forefront and in the lead in terms of helping just provide an amazing, really, buying experience for your customers. And, I mean, you're going to have a higher conversion rate using Gumroad. But you're going to trade that higher conversion rate and some of those profits for using Gumroad because there is a fee per transaction, which eJunkie does not have. Now, also know that you're going to be paying a fee per transaction with PayPal as well, even if you use Easy PayPal, which is a free plugin, or eJunkie, which is at $5 a month. And so you have to do the math a little bit and see what the trade-offs are. But I like Gumroad.com specifically because of the buying experience. It's just a couple of clicks. It's super easy. You can actually see it being used right now on smartpassiveincome.com. Or not smartpassiveincome.com, sorry, at smartpodcastplayer.com. And you can also see it being used on foodtrucker.com, foodtruckr.com. And the book that we're selling there, we're using Gumroad to deliver that. And the conversions are decent. They're doing really well. We're just working now on getting more traffic to the site and more views on that page. So, Sarah, I hope that answers your question and gives you some thoughts on why I decided to continue to promote eJunkie, even though I've seen Easy PayPal before and there are other free plugins out there. This one seems to be the one that's easiest to use if you're going to go down this route. But again, it doesn't have an affiliate program, I believe, and there are a lot of other things that might go along with it. So check out each of these, Easy PayPal, e-junkie.com, and then gumroad.com, and see if they have the features and requirements that you need to help you best sell whatever it is that you're trying to sell. So Sarah, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd potentially like featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page, thanks to the widget from speakpipe.com. They are who I use to collect these voicemails that you hear at the beginning of each and every one of these episodes. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is lynda.com. There's a lot of hot courses right now, especially in software, but also, you know, in photography and a lot of other hobby-related things, which are also related to your business too. Photoshop, InDesign, Lightroom for people who like to use Photoshop and want really good pictures and filters and to understand how to use that powerful software. I mean, I'm going through some Lightroom courses right now on lynda.com. You can get unlimited access to every course, and you should at least go there just to check it out to see if there is anything available to you to help you with your skills, which can help you with your online business and your own stuff, or it can help you with your skills that you have for your job, and you can then ask your boss for a raise and when you improve on those skills here this year in 2015. So if you want a 10-day free trial, all access to all of their professional courses, head on over to lynda.com, lynda.com/askpat. You can check it out there. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you listening to the show today. And as always, I want to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Karen Lamb. And she says, "A year from now, you may wish you had started today." Cheers, and I'll see you guys in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.